we always have a lot going on, and especially reaching out to the community and finding out what the community thinks. So since you mentioned the public forum, we had a packed room last night with people who were there to talk about the calendar or people who were there to just listen to what the input was.
And so, if you missed it last night, don't worry. You can catch it tonight, the Bloomington North, 6:30 at the Media Center, the second of two nights. We don't need to tell you where it was last night. We don't need to confuse you. Mm-hmm. We just know it was full. Sue, everything is in these conversations great. No one can say, well, you didn't give us a chance to get any feedback. You can go to the website and put your comments and fill a form out there. You can come to these town hall meetings and fill them out as well. But at the end of the day, here's what we know, and I'm hammering this point because people have to understand it. It's 180 days. It's 180 days. It's 180 days.
Right. And that's exactly it. And we try to make the two semesters as balanced as possible. So we would like to have 90 days in each semester. The guidelines that were given to the committee were that we would have Election Day off so that our buildings can be closed to be used as polling sites, and it wouldn't endanger any of our students, and to have spring break aligned with IU. And those are the only two parameters. And then after that, the committee was free to create the calendar. Now, based on this public input that we're getting, and also based on a survey that went to all faculty and administrators for them to comment on the calendar as well. So they'll combine all that information together, and I believe make an initial report to us on October 20th at a work session.
Is that right, Keith? Yes.
Okay. So we'll be looking forward to that. And then we will be making a decision at the October 27th meeting so that we can get this all packed up and taken care of, and people will know by the 27th of October what the calendar will be for the next 3 years.
The one thing that, and Mike and I talked about this, the one thing that's clear or not, everybody is saying is they don't want to start so early in August and maybe even give up the one or both of the breaks in October and November.
The week break in October, I thought, was originally to align with IU, but IU only has a one-day fall break that falls on a Friday.
Yeah, I couldn't figure that out either.
I know. So, well, and I was there when it was approved, so call me confused. I don't know. So that could be eliminated. Thanksgiving break could be altered. So we'll just see what the committee comes up with as they consider all of this input. But we did have a lot of input last night and a lot of very thoughtful comments from people and students. And so that was really nice.
Let me ask you this. Why is it a three-year calendar? Why is it not a one-year? Why is it not a 10-year?
People want to be able to plan ahead. They're going to take that big trip to Europe in 2 years. They need to know.
Again, that has nothing to do with education, but whatever you guys need to talk about.
But that's what they tell us.
Yeah, that's what they tell you. Why don't you make it a 10-year calendar soon? Then nobody can complain.
Well, you know, we could.
Because everybody's going to complain anyhow. No matter what you put out there, you're going to half the people are going to be upset. So why don't you, instead of having these committees meet every 2.5 years and do all this work just to get everybody upset, why don't you say this is the way it is and this is the way it's going to be moving forward?
Well, you know, we really could, but knowing that we align, you know, at least our spring break or some of our dates with IU, that could change in a 10-year time span. Feelings could change. Staff change. Board changes.
People's feelings could get hurt in that time. Yeah, people's sphere of influence and showing how much power they have could hurt over that time. Yeah, there's a lot of things you could do that would be better for everybody, except padding people's ego and padding people's vacation time. But again, if school's so important, I don't understand why all this vacation talk keeps getting in the way of school. But it's not going to go back like it was. Here's another thing you can do, Sue. You can organize at a rally to people to go up to the state house and say, we just want 160 days of school. Then you could have a whole month where you could start on Labor Day Tuesday, and then you could get out on May 1st, and then have 4 months of summer. Why not? I mean, that's essentially what these people are telling you. We don't have enough time for vacation. We don't have enough time for family. We don't have enough time to teach at IU. We don't have enough time to do all these things. And so why don't we just stop beating around the bush and go up there and say, hey, let's make it 160 days. And my other great solution to all this, after hearing this tedium for over months and months and months, let's just give everybody a card. They can go to school any day they want. You punch the card. You get 180 punches. Bam, vacation. So if you want to go 180 days in a row and have 180 days off, we don't care because it's all about me. It's not about the system. I can't say that, but you can.
The preceding editorial comment
that's
was
me.
By...
Come on, bring it on. Bring it on. Your biggest thing. You know what? Take your kids. It's 180 days of school. Take your kids out whenever you want. Who cares? Why do you even care when the vacation is? Just take them out and go. If you don't want to go to school the last week in August because it's better for you, then don't go to school. Who cares, Sue?
Well, Mike, I hear you loudly and clearly, and you make the perfect point that for most people, this is about them.
Yes, not about the greater good.
We have to serve 11,000 students, and they're all different, and they all have different needs, and of course, everybody has different calendars and lifestyles.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that don't have a lot of time for vacation because they don't live in that socioeconomic group and probably need school.
Exactly.
Oh, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. Not everybody's rich and has 6 months of vacation every year? Well, there's other people to worry about.
Right, and that really is the issue. And the other issue comes up when we have more breaks during the year is childcare for people.
That's not the school's responsibility? You feed them, you take care of them, you clothe them. I mean, I why not? The system has problems. That's not, and I'm not saying it's just MCCSC. Please don't take it that way.
No.
But this is the ridiculousness that this level gets to. I can't see my grandma. Yes, you can. Pick a different weekend. It's not hard to do.
Let me answer what you just said because this is something I've talked about a lot. Is it the school's responsibility to feed a kid, clothe a kid, and keep
them
healthy?
It is now.
And the answer, but the answer is no. But if we don't, who will?
There you go.
So that's a lot of times we get put in a corner on these things.
And that's the perfect point that Keith has made. There was a time when there are more social services, there are more local mental health kinds of clinics, there was just more, and that was back in the 80s. That's all disappeared. So a public school that admits every single person now is in a position of having to do those kinds of things, to make sure a kid has enough food so that he or she can learn, or to make sure that maybe they have some warm clothing, or to make sure they get the services that they need for whatever issue is going on. So
I'm just trying to point out that your job is thankless. The committee, calendar committee's job is pointless because you're never going to win anyhow. Heck, we can't school lunch. You can't decide on what's healthy, what's not healthy. You can't decide on curriculum, what's good, Common Core is good, it's bad. You can't decide on what standardized testing works.
Yep.
It's you're never going to win. So it's great that you involve all these people, but all it is you're yelling, you're screaming and howling at the moon here on all of this. But what we have to remember is you can be a part of it. You can scream as loud as you want tonight at 6:30 at Bloomington North in the Media Center. And just remember, the reason I be a little bit smart alecky and funny with all this is it can't be about you. And I've said this 100 times on the program. It has to be what's best for the greater good. And make your thoughts known. Make sure you tell us your specific story because that's what we really want to hear about tonight because that's going to affect nothing.
We're talking with Sue Wands, who's a member of the MCCSC School Board. And Sue, to move a little bit, one of the other items that's in the news, and these are somewhat related. We had a budget hearing but also on Tuesday night, but also in the budget meeting, we talked about some of the priority repairs in our schools, and there's some misinformation or misunderstandings of those two things. So I know you wanted to speak about that.
Well, yeah, for almost 2 years we've had a strategic planning task force looking at facilities, security, and technology to kind of chart the future of what is needed and what we have to do going forward. So it was a committee, again, of the community, of teachers, of staff, looking at buildings, looking especially at ADA accessibility, looking at what's happening with technology, what's happening with security in all of our buildings, what facilities need to be upgraded. And I did notice a comment in the paper thinking that this was tied to the referendum, and this isn't part of the referendum. This, whether there's a referendum or not, are things that we go forward with every year because it's part of our capital projects fund that we build, we create in order to do these things, and then we also have ongoing bonding issues that gives us larger chunks of money to be able to do some of the more serious.
Explain how the bonding is opposite from, in addition to the referendum, please. I think that confuses some people. They say, well, wait a second, you just got $7 million. What do you need a bond for?
Right, and we've had the same bonds turning over every year, so it doesn't, or every several years, so it doesn't really add to the tax rate we keep we keep using what is there, and essentially it's a loan. It's like anybody else would take out a loan, maybe to buy their house or fix their house. And so when we can get a really good bond rate through the state bond bank, then we will turn over our bonds and have some fresh money to be able to do the things in our schools that, you know, there are school corporations who have had deferred maintenance and just have not spent money on facilities because they're so short on cash. Luckily, we've been able to keep up with these kinds of things so that we don't have a roof come crashing down or something really horrible happening. So this plan is not about tomorrow or next year. It's really going to be built into a long-term plan. We'll get some budget estimates, some experts who will tell us what we need to do, and then we can go forward and create a very long-term plan for our facility safety and technology.
Well, and the other thing, Sue, is that it's not perfect because if, for instance,
there's
something goes wrong in a school,
we
got to take care of that. Yes, exactly.
They don't call ahead and make reservations and say, hey, in 6 months, this is going to happen. It doesn't. You have to be flexible and fluid with all of that. So just clearing up any confusion on why that happens. And if you have your head buried in the sand and don't think anything's going to come about or you don't have this list made, then things start breaking down immediately on you, that's even worse. So it's understood why this has to be kept track of.
You had a point you wanted to make.
Exactly. And when we keep on that stuff, then we don't have any real big things. But here's the important thing. I think that Keith was leading to, we also had a budget hearing Tuesday at the beginning of our meeting, where anyone could come and comment on the budget that we're proposing that we will adopt at the end of October. Nobody came. Nobody came to talk about the budget.
Yeah, because it doesn't have anything to do with their vacation.
Well,
it's sort of what it is, Sue. I mean, here's what's funny. You and Keith and a lot of folks get on the state. For the state, you have these legislators that don't know anything about education getting in your business and telling you what you should do and how you should test and do all this other stuff. But here at our local level, we bring the whole community in every time we want to cross the sidewalk. They're not experts, but we want to hear everything they have to say. It's just I bang my head on the wall. I can't figure any of this stuff out. But I appreciate you guys helping me try. That's the good news. We just, again, these legislators are going to tell us how to do that. They don't know what they're doing, but we're going to have parents tell us how we should run the school year? I mean, that doesn't make a bit of sense to me. I know you have to listen. That's your job.
Sometimes it comes down to who do you trust more?
Oh, my
gosh. Do I trust
the
parents more than I trust the legislators?
Why don't we just put next to the referendum, why don't we put a referendum calendar out there, and we'll just knock out all the birds with one stone. There you go.
Hey, before we let Sue go, she's got to talk about the spelling bee.
Please do. It's a great fundraiser that comes up, and that's coming up. Is that a week from today?
Yes, it's October 1st.
That is a week from today.
Next week.
That's why I was stammering on that. Yes, it is October next week. And this is taking place at the Buskirk Chumley Theater.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
It starts at 5:15, so people can go right after work. The doors will open at 4:15. Tom Bunger, who is the president of the foundation board, said there's going to be lots of surprises.
Do you know what he's talking about, Sue? Or what? It sounds exciting, but if you've been there before, it's not going to be what you've seen.
I know. And now that I'm not on the foundation board any longer, no, I don't know what all of these things are. But I know that it's been fun and exciting in the past. So we'll wait to see what happens.
It should be fun, but it's a great way to raise money for the foundation. Is that correct?
For the foundation, we'll make grants to teachers to do various things in the classrooms and things like that.
So you come. Go ahead, Sue.
This is their biggest fundraiser of the year. So this is where people can really get involved. We have a lot of companies, corporations, businesses in town that sponsor teams or help sponsor the whole thing. So we have a whole lot of support. But this is the biggest fundraiser for the foundation. So I hope people will participate.
Yeah, and you get a good laugh, and it's a great time as well. It's after work, so everybody can enjoy it. And are all the teams in and filled up, or do you still need some help there?
I do not know that, but I
know Ivy Tech's recruiting, Sue. They need two more spellers and a couple of cheerleaders. I saw the message.
My skirt's at the cleaner, Sue. I won't be able to make it, so.
330-7700 if people want to participate. And I do believe, Keith, correct me if I'm wrong, I think there will be adult beverages being sold.
I thought they said that, yes.
We're going to start selling them on this program as well, Sue, so. Get your morning off with a great start. 330-7700, is that correct? 330-7700 if you want to sponsor or help, or if you can't make it, how you can all contribute to, that's the Monroe the founder. What is that again?
MCCS.
MCC.
The Foundation of Monroe County Schools. Monroe County Community Schools.
Doesn't fit on the business card. I got a hard time keeping up with it. Sue, great job as always. And again, tonight, 6:30 Bloomington North in the Media Center, the second of two town hall meetings to have your voice heard about what you think the calendar committee should do for the next 3-year cycle. That cycle ends this May or June, depending on how many snow days we have. And we'll start then next August, September, October. Who knows?
Whenever
we'll be here to let you know when it happens. Sue, great job as always. We appreciate it. Sorry you had to listen to me this morning.
Well, thanks. I appreciate being here, and I always enjoy listening to you, Mike.
Well, you were gone for 2 weeks, so I figured I'd lay it on thick.
I know.
This
what do I know?
We'll get you back up to speed quickly. That's what we're doing here. All right, great stuff. Thanks, Sue. Sue Wanzer joins us every Thursday morning when she's not. When she's in town, at right here at WGCL Radio. Keith and Sue both serve on the MCCSE School Board, and we thank them for their time as always. It is a thankless job, and again, everybody's always got a better idea. Everybody's always got a different way to reinvent the wheel, and well, that's part of it. I guess discussion is better than having no discussion, Keith. Nobody likes a dictatorship.
The term everyone uses is called transparency.
There you go. Can't say you didn't have a chance, and Sue made a great point. Here's our school budget hearing. Crickets.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about taking away vacation days. Oh, my God, get the torches out. Someday I'll get it.